Yeah, that's true. That's true. Do we have a quorum? Okay. City Council, come back to order. We'll start with regular agenda, lacking a quorum for the consent agenda. We only have three people, though. Yep. So can you please read item and call the vote?
I think you're going to.
For item number 2,
you're going to want to wait for Commissioner Saltzman and Commissioner Fish.
Okay. Can you please read the item, emergency ordinance, item number 238?
238. Authorize a 3-year contract with Michael J. Genico OIR Group for the review of closed officer-involved shooting and in-custody death police investigations for a total not to exceed $250,000.
Mayor, we need 4 on the emergency.
Yeah, by the time she's done, we'll have it. Welcome, City Auditor LaVon Griffin-Vallet.
Thank you. I'll start off by singing whatever little tune you'd like me to sing.
We'd like you to see.
Yeah, I missed that. I was sitting over here. I didn't get that.
All right. Commissioner Leonard will lead us in it for you.
Excellent. Excellent. So, LaVon Griffin-Vallet, City Auditor. Good morning, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. This emergency ordinance is to authorize a contract for an expert review of officer-involved shootings and in-custody deaths. City Code authorizes the City Auditor's Independent Police Review Division to hire a qualified expert to review closed investigations pertaining to officer-involved shootings and in-custody deaths on an ongoing basis. Expert assessments are necessary to ensure that the Portland Police Bureau is made aware of any emerging best practices related to deadly force, including police practices that increase officer safety and reduce the necessity of deadly force. The public is also well served by having an independent expert regularly demonstrate that the Portland Police Bureau has provided a reasonable and appropriate level of evaluation of officer-involved shootings and in-custody deaths. So the auditor's Independent Police Review Division has been authorized to hire outside experts to review closed officer-involved shootings and in-custody death investigations since 2002. The intent of these reviews has been to issue independent reports on any policy-related issues or quality of investigation issues with recommended improvements. The intent was also to issue these reports on an annual basis. However, such annual reporting has not always occurred. As a result, there is a significant backlog of closed investigations yet to receive a review from an outside expert. It is essential that all such investigations receive the review intended by City Council. Further, it is my goal to attend to the backlog as efficiently and expeditiously as possible. I was advised by Procurement Services that a 3-year contract would be the most appropriate option, and an RFP was issued in November 2010. 8 proposals were submitted, and in late December, the OIR group was selected to carry out this work. The contract, which was set to start on February 1st, was signed by the contractor and returned to the city in January. However, some internal processing delayed final approval by Procurement Services, and unfortunately, I was not able to bring the matter before council until now. These outside reviews are an important element of the city's civilian oversight system. It is unfortunate that reviews were not always timely in the past. However, that should not prevent the city from rectifying that and going forward. There's much to learn and reflect on. For example, the current backlog includes a number of significant high-profile incidents that the community and a number of public officials are interested in having reviewed by an outside expert. So, any questions?
I agree that this is a necessary contract. I'm wondering who was on the selection committee and what were the criteria for selecting this person, this company?
Well, we followed the standard process for the city. We had Ayub Ramjan on the selection committee. We had Joanne Jackson on the selection committee. Those were community members. And I was on the selection committee, as were the director and assistant director of IPR.
You directly were?
Yes.
And what were the selection criteria between, so for choosing between the eight responses?
Well, let's see. We had a list of selection criteria, which I can read for you if you would like, that included their qualifications, that included the capacity of the project team, that it included their approach and understanding, as well as demonstrating their expertise, diversity in employment and contracting. Their proposed cost was also weighed in on that, and any supporting information that they provided.
Thank you.
Additional counsel discussion? Thank you, Auditor. Is anyone signed up to testify?
Yes, we do. We have Dan Handelman.
Mr. Handelman, welcome back.
Sam, have we done 237? Good morning, Mayor Adams and City Commissioners. I am Dan Handelman. I'm with Portland Cop Watch. And we welcome a new set of eyes coming in to look at the Portland police shootings and officer-involved shootings since 2004 that haven't been reviewed yet. It's good that this contract includes that the contractor has to talk to the public. The original contract with Park from 2002 didn't actually require them to do that. And this also allows reviews of cases that are less than 2 years old. So if somebody is filing a lawsuit, that's not going to prohibit a review of whether the investigation was done right and whether the policies that led to the shooting were appropriate, which is very good. That's the whole delay issue of the past. However, the way this has been written, it's a little bit concerning because I know that sometimes these contracts are taken literally, and it says that the OIR should be reviewing the incidents and the investigations and the police general orders, which are actually known as directives now, but doesn't really specifically tell them to look at hiring and training practices. It says that that is part of what the reviews are for, but it doesn't direct them to look at the hiring and training practices. So I'm hoping that that's made clear to the OIR group. We supported most of the recommendations that OIR group brought before you last year on the James Chassis incident. We felt some of them could have gone further, but we don't have any major complaint about who's been selected. The process was, I'm very glad Commissioner Fritz asked who was on the selection committee because, you know, we follow this issue very closely. We go to all the Citizen Review Committee meetings, and even though Independent Police Review Division was involved in picking this person, there was no discussion of this contract at the IPR or the CRC meetings. And the Citizen Review Committee actually studied the Park reports, the previous reports like this, and issued their own report to you about them, but they had no discussion about who would be the next contract and what the contract should be asking for. So the process to get to this point is a little bit disappointing, I guess I'd say. And I know we have other concerns that haven't been addressed here that, for instance, there's one incident where Portland police officers didn't actually fire their weapons, but a railway police officer shot somebody in late 2008. And one of the questions we've been trying to resolve over the years is when Portland police and another agency are with each other, who decides when to use deadly force? And shouldn't that be something that these outside experts set up a policy for? And that because that's not included in the scope, we're hoping that somebody will look at that issue someday. It's also very unclear how many reports we're expecting to get out of this. The auditor said that it's supposed to be annual reports, but there's a deadline of January 2014, and it doesn't say that there will be annual reports coming out from this group. So I just hope that we can get some clarity on some of these issues and that if we're going to have another contract like this, that there's a more transparent process to get here.
Thank you. Auditor, any response on any of those issues?
In terms of the transparency and discussions with CRC, those have been going on for quite some time. It took some time to pull together the RFP. We certainly expect that OIR group will look at the training issues. That's a significant part of the administrative investigations to begin with. There was another concern.
Annual.
Yes. Part of the issue is because there are so many of these investigations to review, that is still to be discussed. But certainly my plan is to have at least annual reports and trying to figure out the best way to do that. And the approach to take, we probably We'll have OIR group go chronologically, but there also have been some discussions about the possibility of looking at any particular themes and reviewing these incidents that way.
And then there was the multi-agency question issue.
Mr. Handelman has brought that up before. Certainly our city code doesn't allow us to review the actions of other law enforcement bodies, and we've had an issue, had a couple of issues around that over the years. It's not resolved in this particular contract, but it's probably part of a larger policy question.
Well, I for one would just welcome their expert advice on sort of best practices, either whether it's interagency or what have you. If they have some thoughts on that, that would be great to hear.
And as a matter of fact, they did make some observations and some recommendations in the review of the Chassis case because of the involvement of the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office.
Right. I've come to learn most recently as a police commissioner the mention of the railway police. I've come to know sort of their federal statutory origin and some other folks. So if you wouldn't mind, ask them for any additional observations they might have.
And they have quite a bit of expertise reviewing sort of transit police, and so it's fairly typical to have cross-jurisdictional representation on the transit police, and that has certainly been an issue for the city of Portland and for our office. So I take that to heart, and I will indeed ask them to make comment on that in their report as well as internally.
Great. Thank you, Auditor. Carla, would you please call the vote?
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Auditor, for your work on this and for your collaborative approach with the council and the things that we also care about and deal with. I appreciate Mr. Handelman doing his usual expert review of what we're doing here, and I appreciate the time that you spend on this work. And I would hope that when the next contract comes up in 3 years that we would include the Citizens Review Committee as a formal part of that process of review, because I certainly appreciate all the time those volunteers put into. Aye.
May I just clarify for just a second? So IUB is also on CRC, and so we felt like that we at least had representation that way.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
Well, as police commissioner, I stand ready to help in any and all ways, and you have, with this responsibility, a lot of work, and I appreciate the passion and the commitment to perfection that you bring to it and that you expect of your team. So whatever we can do to help. Aye. So approved. Can you please read the title and call the vote? Second reading, item number 237.
Authorized borrowing for computerized permit tracking system.
Mayor, may I just a parliamentary inquiry?
Yes.
I know this is a second reading, but because there's been a new assignment of the Bureau, might you consider just a brief moment for the new commissioner to just state his position on this to guide council action?
Certainly.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fish. Thank you, Mayor. As the new commissioner in charge of the Bureau of Development Services, I'm very proud to support this technology project and appreciate all the work that Commissioner Leonard and staff have done to get us to this point. It does certainly require a line of credit backed by the general fund, and our new technology oversight process, which we approved a few months, I will make sure is up and running as we continue the next steps of taking this Excella software program and making it go live for the Bureau of Development Services. So we will have citizen oversight. We will have an independent consultant who will review the progress of this project. But I feel good about the leadership, and I feel good about the merits of this project and the productivity improvements it will make, which will help satisfy our customers, but also make the employees' work at BDS much more efficient. So I'm very pleased to support this.
Thank you, Mayor.
You bet. Please call the vote.
Fritz.
Well, with all due respect to both the previous commissioner in charge of the Bureau of Development Services and the new one, I didn't vote for this in November. At that time, it was a cost of $4.26 million. And I voted no, not because the project is a bad idea, but because I don't believe this is the right way of funding it with a line of credit dependent on short and long-term projections for an increase in revenue. And I believe that if there is additional revenue coming into the Bureau of Development Services, I'd like to see it expended in staff who can help with the permitting and other functions of the office right now, including neighborhood inspections. The project is now $6.6 million, an increase of $1.6 million. So although I certainly appreciate the great work of Denise Klein and Hank McDonald and others in the Bureau and recognize that this is a project we're going to want to do at some point, I don't believe that now is the right time. No.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Well, I appreciate Commissioner Saltzman's stated leadership in overseeing the implementation of this vital project. I think, well, as he correctly pointed out, make the work of the employees much more efficient and productive. And so this should be a very fruitful addition to how we supply our customers with good and efficient service when this goes online. So the Bureau's done an outstanding job bringing this forward, and I'm comforted that they're in very good hands with Commissioner Saltzman. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. This is approved. Anyone wish to pull any items from the consent agenda?
233.
Okay. Anything else? Carla, would you please call the vote on the consent agenda?
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Consent agenda is approved. Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance pulled from the consent agenda, item number 233?
Authorize a price agreement with Ferguson Enterprises, Inc. to provide miscellaneous water work supplies for a 5-year contractual total not to exceed $6 million.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. My staff had received the usual good answers from the Water Bureau staff and Procurement Services staff in response to my questions about this contract, and I'm fully intending to support it. I think that citizens of Portland will be interested to know what it is and the good work that you've done to get to this point.
Ms. Moody.
Christine Moody, Procurement Services. So today you have in front of you an ordinance to authorize a contract with Ferguson Enterprises for miscellaneous waterworks supplies. In November 2010, an RFP was issued and 4 proposals were received. The city chose to issue an RFP rather than an invitation to bid in order to allow the city to use a best value approach and include diversity and sustainability criteria in addition to the cost of the supplies. The responses were evaluated by a 5-person selection committee, and Ferguson was the highest scoring proposal, receiving 452 points out of a possible 500 points. The city anticipates spending $1.2 million per year for a 5-year contract not to exceed value of $6 million. Pricing on this contract has decreased by approximately 20%, and prices are locked in for the first year of the contract. The contract terms allow for escalation or de-escalation of prices after the initial first term. At that time, Ferguson would need to provide supportive documentation to show that their costs have increased in order for the city to accept those increases. I'll now turn this over to David in order to talk about technical aspects of this contract.
Good morning. I'm David Schaff. I'm the director of the Water Bureau. Christine covered most of what I would cover normally, so I thought I would demonstrate to you what we spend $1.2 million a year on. This is a 1-inch angle curb stop. They cost about $60 a piece. Last year, we bought 1,800 of them for a total cost of $111,000. So this is the most expensive item from a cost standpoint or an expenditure standpoint in last year. This is, hang on, I got to look it up. This is a brass 3/8-inch by 2-inch nipple. They cost $1 a piece, and we bought one of them. I think that's it. So $101 million on miscellaneous fittings, some of which I couldn't bring in because they're too heavy, and some of which can fit into your pocket. But that's basically what we spend $1.2 million a year on.
Thank you. And I just have one last question. I noticed that you had a evaluator from Citizens of the Minority Evaluator Program. Did you have any women on the panel?
I'm going to say no, because I know the name. I know the name of the person was a male name, and then the other three were Water Bureau employees, and they were all male.
Any other council discussion? All right. Anyone wish to testify on this matter? Carla, can you please call the vote on this emergency ordinance?
Fritz?
Thank you very much. My staff and I have learned over 2 years that you give really good answers to the questions that we have, and I wanted the citizens to know that you are indeed spending this money wisely. Aye.
Thank you.
Fish.
Thanks, Dave. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Emergency ordinance is approved. We're in recess till 2 o'clock.
We haven't read the title for 226.
Huh?
The time cert for 10:15. That's been moved. We didn't read the title.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
226, accept the 2011 master plan for Lentz Park as a guide for future development of the park.
Unless there's objection, this is sent back to the city, to Commissioner Fish's office.
Thank you, Mayor. And just for the record, we had this teed up for a full presentation and some panels of citizens who participated in the community oversight process that unanimously adopted this plan in December. One of the committee members apparently had a technology issue and was unable to get a document, and we felt that we'd err on the side of making sure everybody had enough time. So we're going to reschedule this promptly.
Great. Thank you. And just a programming note, the council session for tomorrow, Thursday at 2 p.m. March 10th has been canceled.
Do we know when that's back on? Okay. No, there's an answer to it.